you, our diplomatic strategy is based on the slogan, if we're not first, we're last. And New Zealand has an opportunity, as Boris Johnson has said, to get far better access
okay.
to all our products, goods, services, better student visas, the whole works we can get from the British, which is still, despite this, the fifth largest economy. Now, the political left in New Zealand wants to rant Guardian talking points, and that shows why they are losing the election.
Right. I love the sound of that, Matthew. It's just that they don't know even if they can offer us tariff-free access for our goods. They don't know. They've got no plan, no strategy to do it.
Okay, Josie McGarney, Matthew Hood, back with you both in a moment. There is a lot, I agree, still very much in the air. Back with you both in just a tick. It's 5:45.
The all-new Audi Q5 and SQ5 has arrived at Continental Cars Audi. Experience it for yourself. Test drive one today. Only at Continental Cars Audi Newmarket. Driving excellence.
Hi, Stephen Hunt from Ian Hunt Flooring. Carpet or wooden floors? I'll make your choice easier at Ian Hunt Flooring, Mount Wellington and Albany.
Making your choice easier, Ian Hunt Flooring.
Hi, Paul from AV World. AV World sell a huge range of turntables and accessories. We sell two of the world's best brands, Riga and Project. We have turntables for every budget. We have needles, cartridges, phono preamps, record cleaners, mats and brushes. And if you haven't heard vinyl yet, you haven't heard music. Hear it the way it was meant to be heard. For Riga, Project and all turntable needs, AV World. 237A to Minion Road, Mount Eden, or avworld.co.nz.
Don't miss the All Blacks take on the might of South Africa. Saturday, 16th of September at QBE Stadium, Albany. Tickets from just $59. It's the last chance to watch the All Blacks play in Auckland this year. Go to allblacks.com/tickets. Let's stand together.
After a long, busy day, nothing beats coming home to this. See New Zealand's largest spa pool showroom at Alpine Spas. Spa pools, hot tubs and swim spas from just $3,995. Alpine Spas, 9 Sylvia Park Road, Mount Wellington.
Newstalk ZB Auckland Community Notices with stressless recliners from Danske Mobile Furniture. Imagine transforming the way you relax.
Citizens Advice Bureau Pakaranga is hosting a free career counselling workshop for new migrants. It's on August the 5th at the Pakaranga Library Building from 9:30 till 3. Topics will include CV writing, cover letters, interview skills and job search tools. A light lunch will be provided. And for more information, visit newzealandnow.govt.nz/events-nz.
Caring for our community. Newstalk ZB and Danske Mobile Furniture.
Well, we heard from the Salvation Army today. Lynette Hudson from the Addiction Services there says it's not as easy as simply giving up the drugs when it comes to the issue of synthetic cannabis. 7 deaths in a very short period of time in Auckland, and we're also being told now there's another strain in the city. Let's have a listen to what the Salvation Army said.
You know, we're seeing it at the coalface with people coming in. The unfortunate nature of addiction is that personal control is basically gone. It's beyond the person to say, I'm going to stop. They want to, but actually it's got such a hold on people that it's sort of in the impossible realm.
Matthew Hooton and Josie Bagani with me on the huddle. Josie, you know, Peter Dunn initially wanted synthetic cannabis tested on animals. There was outrage about that, about rats and rabbits, and we should be protecting these creatures. Anyway, now we've got 7 people dead. Is it a police matter? Does it warrant government intervention? Bill English says no. What do you make of this?
Oh, it's awful. And the problem with the legalised marijuana debate is that they make it sound like some civil rights movement. You know, this is a human right for us to have the right to smoke cannabis. It's all safe. There's just bad choices here. There's prohibition, which clearly isn't working, creates a black market. We've got the stuff coming in. The problem with the synthetic cannabis is we just don't know what's in it. Then you've got, if you legalise it, you're increasing dependency. So, you know, there's just two bad choices. You don't get to choose in New Zealand if we have a drug problem. We've already got one. We only get to choose what we do about the problem. So, it's a combination, I think, of government intervention to look at some kind of early intervention model, some early testing model, an early warning system. You know, can we identify these new products sooner and get more information out there? But, you know, it's just that endless conundrum of whether if you legalise this stuff, you're just going to increase dependency, but if you ban it, that's not working either.
But at least if it's legalised, is it tested in terms of the synthetic cannabis? I mean, I was talking about 7 deaths late last week. Now Middlemore Hospital emails me today, issued another warning about a new batch. Matthew Hooton, what do you do? I mean, some people need to be saved from themselves at times, don't they?
Well, we're going down a path that will lead to the decriminalisation of cannabis and possibly the legalisation of cannabis. Across the political spectrum, the numbers probably exist for that already if any of our main political leaders demonstrated a willingness to lead. But that's where the world is heading, and New Zealand will inevitably move in that direction. And it seems to me that we then have to prepare for that. Instead of continuing to argue over how we should help people with addictions, how we should deal with young people to prevent addiction, why don't we just get onto it? And there are intelligent people who are working on this issue, Ross Bell from the Drug Foundation. They're all a bit liberal for my liking, but they speak a great deal of sense. And I tell you what, it's a hell of a lot better than us having a world where we are making cannabis technically illegal, but of course not in practice because the police hardly ever enforce that law. But then we make these seemingly even more dangerous products legal. The whole thing's a mess. Let's just accept the path.
Well, actually, I totally agree with you, Matthew, for once. And I think that this is a really good argument for regulation. So you regulate who sells it, to whom do they sell it, you know, what age, what strength, what hours do you sell it, what outlets can sell it, who gets to supply it. I'm talking about marijuana here, not the synthetic stuff, because I think if you do end up regulating the sale of it, at least you've got some control over it. And it's a great argument for regulation, Matthew.
All right. I'm going to ask you this, Matthew. Can you ride a bike? Pretty handy on a bike. Is it a life skill of yours?
I can ride a bike.
Excellent. Well, I'm just asking because Simon Bridges has launched this new cycle education program for kids because we're not getting on bikes and we're not road ready and a bunch of stuff. Valid policy? It's, you know, a few weeks out from an election, perhaps?
Oh, yes. I think that we're probably living in a world where people are not teaching their kids to ride bikes the way they used to, and kids miss out if that's the case. So the social dysfunction, we know what parts of Auckland I'm talking about, so I guess the government has to step in.
That's very socialist of you, Matthew, to support a government-funded biking, learn-to-bike scheme. But I actually think it's probably more useful than the stuff we used to learn at school, which, like, how to climb a rope or, I don't know, how to make a paper mache anything, which, frankly,
computer,
I've never used that
computer
before.
Computer coding and BASIC and logo.
Yeah.
I remember sitting before BBC computers in 1983. Absolutely, totally activity.
Have you ever dissected a frog in real life? No, but we learned to do that at school.
At least you've got that skill, just in case. You never know. Josie Fagani and Matthew Hooton on the Huddle this evening. Thank you. It's coming up.